Well, welcome to another episode of our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also this weekly podcast where we have in-depth conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. This week, we're continuing our virtual podcast and excited to have with us Mark Walton, the Chief Technology Officer at Aqua Bounty Technologies in Albany. And Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Gary. I'm glad to join you this morning and looking forward to it.
And actually, you're physically right now located in Austin, Texas, because ownership of the company is there in Austin. Tell us a little bit about the background of the company and how you got the connection and the ownership here in Indiana.
Certainly. Aqua Bounty is actually, we call ourselves an old startup. We're an over 20-year-old company working on a product that actually got its start almost 30 years ago at Memorial University in Canada. An entrepreneur from Massachusetts saw the opportunity for the salmon that grows more rapidly and started Aqua Bounty. The company is actually headquartered in Maynard, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. We're relatively virtual. Our management team is scattered around the United States, a few of them in the Boston area, the rest of us out and around. Albany is our largest farm at this point. We acquired it from an Indiana company, Bell Aquaculture, back in 2017. And we have spent the last few years refurbishing it, bringing the technology up to date, and then getting ready to farm fish in it. And our other facilities are on Prince Edward Island in Canada. That's where we have our hatcheries, our research facilities, and a small pilot state-of-the-art recirculating aquaculture production system.
This is the first time of the podcast we've really talked about aquaculture. Many people have certainly heard of aquaculture, but maybe don't know what it's all about. Talk about the industry. Then I want to ask you, too, about the facility in Albany and what actually be going on there.
Aquaculture, you know, I think for our listeners in Indiana, aquaculture is just another form of farming. A lot of us in the United States, if we think of aquaculture, we think about catfish, for example, and catfish farming. And the U.S. is not a big aquaculture producer. We're last number I saw was the 17th globally, but we are the world's largest importer of fish products. According to NOAA, between 80 and 90% of the fish that we consume in the United States, we import, and over half of that comes from aquaculture. Globally, aquaculture is an extremely important industry. The product that Aqua Bounty produces is salmon. Salmon is the number two or number three most popular fish in the United States. Over two-thirds of it is from aquaculture. So if you go to the grocery store and you buy non-frozen, fresh salmon, for the most part, you're buying Atlantic salmon, and that's farmed in Chile, Norway, Scotland, Canada are the four primary producers of Atlantic salmon. And our salmon is an Atlantic salmon as well.
Talk about the facility in Albany. You mentioned you acquired it from Bell Aquaculture. Talk about what the facility looks like and what actually production, what it looks like on a typical day.
The Indiana facility, we call it a grow out. And so our eggs, our fish eggs, our salmon eggs are brood stock, so the breeding stock, and the egg production takes place in Canada. We ship eggs that have already been fertilized. They're ready to start, they're incubating and ready to start hatching. Those are shipped to Indiana periodically. And the facility is set up, we have four primary areas. One is the hatchery. So when we receive salmon eggs, it's a fascinating process in and of itself. We have a set of what we call heat stacks that are trays that water runs through the trays. Those eggs come in, and after a little bit of work with them, they go into these trays where we have a constant flow of sterilized, chilled water running across those eggs. After a period of 30 days or so, they begin to hatch. Then in a few days after that, we start to transfer them to the next part of the facility, which is the nursery. We actually have to teach the salmon to eat. Baby salmon are called first feeders because they don't know how to eat on their own. And so we train them a lot of hand feeding and a lot of attention. Once they've reached a size of 60 to 70 grams, we transfer them to the grow out facility. If you were to go into our facility, it looks like the Albany facility looks like a very large set of above ground swimming pools. We have two areas in grow out. One we call the pre-grow out, where the fish first come in from the nursery, and then they're there for 3 months or so till they reach a certain size, and then they transfer to the larger tank shed. And the thing that's unique, Gary, about our aquaculture system is it's a recirculating aquaculture system. An example that the listeners may be familiar with is it's kind of like an aquarium filtration system. So we have a constant flow of recirculating water. We have biofilters. So those are filters that are populated with bacteria that help remove ammonia and some of the other the other organics that are in the water. They go through a process of pulling the carbon dioxide off of the water, degassing it, and then adding some oxygen back into it, and then circulating it back through the tanks again. The recirculating aquaculture system is what is going to make land-based aquaculture really productive as we go forward. And then at Albany right now, the first few harvests, our fish are going to be going to a processor up in the Chicago area, but we will put a processing plant in where we will do the primary processing in Albany as well.
Technology innovation, I'm sure very key to what your industry is all about. Talk about innovation and the company's focus on innovation and how you see that playing a role ultimately in feeding a growing world global population.
As you might guess, for a company that grows a genetically modified salmon, we think innovation is a key to both our business and to feeding people as we go forward. So our innovation starts with our genetics. A genetically modified salmon has a growth hormone gene from a different salmon species, and it's hooked to a molecular switch that came from another fish called the ocean pout that was actually part of an antifreeze protein gene in that fish, and it keeps our fish feeding more consistently than a salmon would in the wild. And that allows us to produce salmon from egg to market size, which is about 4.5-5 kilos, 10, 11 pounds, in half the time of a conventional salmon. And so we can produce a lot of protein in a relatively small footprint. The recirculating systems themselves are an innovation. We're not the developers, but we're the farmers. And so we work very closely with the engineering firms that design and develop the recirculating systems. They are a biological system in and of their own right. They're populated with bacteria to help us keep the water clean and to keep the fish healthy. So there's this constant interaction between our recirculating system and the fish themselves. So another area that we're looking into from an innovation standpoint is how do those systems interact? What are the interactions? Just like thinking about it from a land-based farming, soil, the soil bacteria, the soil media, how does that interact with the crops? We think about things in kind of that same way. We believe innovation is absolutely a key, and that the opportunity that our innovations or the areas that we're working in are giving us is the ability to produce salmon in Albany, Indiana, within, a half a day or a day's drive of a lot of major population centers. So instead of having to import our salmon from Chile, we have an opportunity to grow it right here at home.
Talk about the employment base. How many folks you have working there? And do you seek certain talents from the workforce there in Albany?
We have about 30 people right now in Albany. And our workforce spans a lot of different disciplines. For the aquaculture associates, our team members who work with the fish, generally what we're looking for is a biology sort of a background, or at least an interest in biology. But we also have people who are in maintenance and engineering and have to keep the plant and the equipment running.
Aqua Bounty currently has two farm locations. You kind of touched on it a moment ago, I think, with location and maybe some of the other things. But as you look at Indiana and the advantages of having an operation here in Indiana, what really attracted you to the Hoosier State?
It's proximity to major population centers. We believe that the future for our form of aquaculture is to put relatively small farms, the next one will be larger than Albany is, but relatively small farms close to major population centers so that the fish is within a day maximum of major centers. As I mentioned, when we first started, we found a facility, this facility in Indiana, it was for sale. It fit the, gave us a great step towards getting into large-scale commercial production, and so it was a really good fit. The other thing I'll tell you about Indiana that we really have come to appreciate and like a great deal is just the overall culture and the population base. It's a very supportive state in terms of agriculture and technology around agriculture, as you know. And so that's another reason that Indiana is a great place for us to be.
It sounds like, obviously, you have growth plans, a vision to grow the footprint. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're in the the process right now of starting to think about our next farms. And Albany is a great location, and the farm itself is a really good place for us to get started. We're capable of producing about 1,200 tons a year. Just to put that in perspective, in the U.S., we consume about 400,000 tons of salmon a year. So yeah, 1,200 tons, you know, is not very much. So our next farms are going to be, we think, you know, closer, somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 ton production systems. And so we're already looking, and Indiana is definitely in the mix for the next set of farm, you know, that next farm as well.
You're obviously bullish on the future of aquaculture. What will fuel this industry?
That's a great question. And there's a lot of it. There's a lot of really pretty interesting answers, I think. One is that the demand for fish product continues to grow. More and more consumers like fish. And if you look at salmon specifically, productivity in conventional salmon aquaculture, which is done in net pens in coastal regions, has pretty well leveled out. The number of coastal sites that are suitable for salmon production is limited. And there are some biological challenges that go along with being out in a net pen, temperatures, disease, you know, all the things that a farmer has to deal with. And so by bringing in the salmon into a system like ours, a recirculating system, land-based, we eliminate the environmental issues, and we also reduce the environmental footprint just based on the fact that we are closer to our markets. I think the sustainability is something that a lot of people are really gaining appreciation for in aquaculture. Those of us in agriculture, you know, if you think about livestock and we think about how efficiently a particular species of livestock converts its food into protein, cattle are probably the least efficient. We think about chickens as being very, very efficient, and fish are the most efficient. We get right around a one-to-one conversion of feed to protein. The sustainability, the ability to place the fish, you know, put a farm close to the consumer, we think those are real drivers going forward. One of the reasons that we're as committed to places like Albany as we are is we see it as a real opportunity to revitalize rural communities. Good jobs in a great environment. I mean, a really pleasant environment to work in. And we're proud of that. And we're pleased about that.
Mark Walton is the Chief Technology Officer at Aqua Bounty, a company with a major operation in Albany here in Indiana. Mark, fascinating company and fascinating technology and innovation around what you do. Appreciate you taking the time to join us this week. And we certainly look forward to watching your growth in Indiana.
Gary, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And we can't wait till the day comes that we have salmon coming out of that farm for everybody.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that as well. Thanks again, Mark. And thank you for joining us this week on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at Agrinovis IN. And you can find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And don't forget to leave us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can continue to share Ag Bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us this week. And remember, we're all in this together. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.